وَإِذْ قَالَ اللَّهُ يَا عِيسَى ابْنَ مَرْيَمَ أَأَنْتَ قُلْتَ لِلنَّاسِ اتَّخِذُونِي وَأُمِّيَ إِلَٰهَيْنِ مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ قَالَ سُبْحَانَكَ مَا يَكُونُ لِي أَنْ أَقُولَ مَا لَيْسَ لِي بِحَقٍّ إن كنت قلته فقد علمته تعلم ما في نفسي ولا أعلم ما في نفسك إنك أنت علام الغيوب.
And imagine when thereafter Allah will say, Jesus, son of Mary, peace be upon him, did you say to the people, take me and my mother for gods beside Allah? And he will answer, glory to you. It was not for me to say what I had no right to. Had I said so, you would surely have known it. You know all what is within my mind, whereas I do not know what is within yours. You, indeed you, know fully all that is beyond the reach of human perception. Take me and my mother for gods beside Allah. The Christians were not content merely with deifying Jesus, peace be upon him, and the Holy Spirit. They even turned Mary, the mother of Jesus, peace be upon him, into a full-fledged object of worship. The Bible does not contain even the remotest suggestion that Mary was in any way either divine or superhuman. During the first 3 centuries after the Messiah, such a concept was totally alien to Christian thinking. Toward the end of the 3rd century of the Christian era, however, some theologians of Alexandria employed for the first time the expression Mother of God in connection with Mary. Subsequently, belief in Mary's divinity and the practice of Mariolatry began to spread among Christians. Even then, however, the Church was not prepared to accord official approval to this belief and denounced the Mariolaters as heretics. It was not until the Council of Ephesus in 431 that the Church officially used the expression Mother of God for Mary. The result was that Mariolatry began to spread fast within the Church itself, so much so that by the time of the revelation of the Quran, Mary had become so important a deity that she obscured even the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Statues of Mary adorned the cathedrals. She became the object of rites and worship. People addressed their prayers to her. She was regarded as the one who responded to people's supplications, who heeded people's grievances and complaints, who relieved them in distress, who provided support and succor to the helpless. For a devout Christian, there could be no greater source of comfort and inner strength than the belief that he enjoyed the support and patronage of the Mother of God. In the preamble of his code, Justinian had declared Mary to be the defender and supporter of his empire, and his general Marsus sought Mary's guidance on the battlefield. Heraclius, a contemporary of the prophet, peace be upon him, had a picture of Mary on his standard, and he was confident that by her grace the standard would never be lowered. Several centuries later, the Protestants argued strongly against Mariolatry during the movement which led to Reformation. The Roman Catholic Church has, nevertheless, managed so far to cling to Mariolatry in one form or another.
مَا قُلْتُ لَهُمْ إِلَّا مَا أَمَرْتَنِي بِهِ أَنْ اعْبُدُوا اللَّهَ رَبِّي وَرَبَّكُمْ وَكُنْتُ عَلَيْهِمْ شَهِيدًا مَا دُمْتُ فِيهِمْ فَلَمَّا تَوَفَّيْتَنِي كُنْتَ أَنْتَ الرَّقِيبَ عَلَيْهِمْ وَأَنْتَ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ شَهِيدٍ.
I said to them, nothing except what you commanded me, that is, serve Allah, my Lord and your Lord. I watched over them as long as I remained among them, and when you did recall me, then you yourself became the watcher over them. Indeed, you are witness over everything.
إِن تُعَذِّبْهُمْ فَإِنَّهُمْ عِبَادُكَ وَإِن تَغْفِرْ لَهُمْ فَإِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْعَزِيزُ الْحَكِيمُ.
If you chastise them, they are your servants. And if you forgive them, you are the Almighty, the All-Wise.
قال الله هذا يوم ينفع الصادقين صدقهم لهم جنات تجري من تحتها الأنهار خالدين فيها أبدا رضي الله عنهم ورضوا عنه ذلك الفوز العظيم.
Thereupon Allah will say, "This day truthfulness shall profit the truthful. For them are gardens beneath which rivers flow. There they will abide forever. Allah is well pleased with them, and they well pleased with Allah. That indeed is the mighty triumph."
لِلَّهِ مُلْكُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَمَا فِيهِنْ وَهُوَ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٌ.
To Allah belongs the dominion of the heavens and the earth and all that is in them, and He has full power over everything.